For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
What would you call Adam Pearce if he ran a brothel? Madam Pearce.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Yes, we will pay you big money if you can tell us what Andrew said right before you heard us talking.
All right.
Inside joke.
Inside joke, inside this studio.
Hey, inside the studio. The boys are back in town. How about that?
Yeah.
The three of us.
Back in town.
It's been a while, huh?
The three bromigos?
Has it been?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because Eric...
couldn't no, make the show
only,
back.
I guess it's only been a week.
Well,
he right. came to the show.
Joe wasn't here last week. I wasn't here the week before.
Right.
Yeah, see, there you yeah. go. So
wow.
I was right.
Wow, wow, wow.
So this is the first one.
Yeah.
That we're all together after WrestleMania.
Of the new season of WWE.
New season.
The yeah. new season.
I'm still waiting for the Joe and Eric show. The one where Andrew can't make it.
The one where I fuck off?
Yeah.
What? The one where you come to my house and do the show?
Yeah. Correct. Yes.
And I just stay downstairs?
Yes. That one.
Okay. Yeah, all sure. Right. We could do that one day.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll take a maybe show off.
There'll be a voice or like a taint or something going on, and you'll just have to come up here. And
a taint?
Oof.
You know.
I'm just, no. I
you remember? You already forgot, Eric?
You taint supposed to
yeah,
mention
I'm not
that.
Supposed to mention that.
Or I could just sit here with my headphones on and make sure everything sounds good. And
right,
just
right,
pretend
right.
like I'm not here. I'll sit on the floor.
Be like, man in the box. Yeah. What do you think of this?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, producer Andrew, can you hit the bottom right for us, please?
Right. And you're like, yeah, coming up.
Yes, hold on. I'll get that right for you. 1 second. I'll just Google shit, too.
Who are you?
Right.
Yeah.
Producer Andrew's not very good. It was another week of SmackDown and Raw, another week where I'm still just bamboozled that this is the same company that
right.
put on WrestleMania.
The people who made WrestleMania, where are you?
Yeah.
Please.
Where the hell have you been?
Did you like WrestleMania? Well, we're going to run it back at Backlash.
Are we, though?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like four matches already that are rematches?
Hey, so speaking of WrestleMania Backlash, so in Dallas, when I was at the Superstore, they had the seasoning from Bearded Butcher, the Brock Lesnar blend.
Yes. Right.
And I tried it on some steak. It was really, really good.
Yeah?
So
spicy?
Little spice,
okay.
A little salty.
All right.
So I was thinking for WrestleMania Backlash, I could return to the kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe we could make some baby Brock ribs.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah. Or
sure.
or we take the ribs, we take the bones out,
yeah.
and then we make a giant McRib slamwich.
Okay, yeah. now we're
you
talking.
You say we, but I mean you really
me.
Mean, yeah, yeah.
I will do it and you will put it in your face.
We'll hold the camera.
Yeah. You'll hold the camera.
Yeah.
And do the little clicker thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good
so
to me.
So we could just do ribs, or we could do the McRib slamwich.
McRib slamwich.
A McLesnar.
McLesnar.
A McLesnar.
Oh, my God.
That a McBrock.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Wow, I'm excited for WrestleMania Backlash now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Amazing what one thing can do.
I think that's the first weekend of May, right?
Yeah.
So it's a few weeks away.
Correct.
Oh, God, is it Mother's Day? Damn it.
Is it?
Is that on Mother's Day?
I hope not.
I think they've done that before.
I think it is.
They have?
Yeah.
They've done
you
it on
son
Father,
of a bitch.
They've done it on Father's Day, too. They've had
I mean, that makes more sense.
At least a little bit more sense.
Right. It's but. Like, hey, guess what we're doing for Mother's Day?
WrestleMania Backlash! Yeah. Sorry, Mom!
Yeah,
or, you know,
it is
you have
on
cool
Mother's
mom.
Day.
Oy. That's just fucking great.
Yeah. So I guess hang out with your mama early.
Right. Yeah. That, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
Sounds like brunch.
McBrock to eat.
Yeah. Sounds like brunch.
Mom, Eric's coming over at 5 to make the McBrock. What the fuck?
Right.
Sorry.
Do you want one? Well, sorry, you can't have one. Yeah. You're not a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
All right, so we have to recap the shitty SmackDown and the shitty Raw.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were both shitty.
Yeah.
I saw someone on Twitter say, like, let's be honest. Raw has they've killed it since WrestleMania. And I was like, what drugs do you take so that I could feel same way as you?
Let's be honest.
This just confirms Tony Khan's conspiracy about the bots.
Exactly.
The bots are also praising WWE and shitting on AEW.
Yeah.
The bots are coming.
It's true. Maybe. Before we get into it, we have to thank a few new patrons. Thank you to Marissa McKenzie. Thank you to Don't Mess With Texas.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe like George Bush or something. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
And then our last one did the Hall of Fame tier.
Ho-ho!
Which means you get to come on the show and do awards with us.
Yeah.
So this person will be coming on at some point soon, and their name is
The Thundertaker.
Wow.
That's Undertaker's, like, Saturday morning variety show.
Yes.
Right.
Hang with The Thundertaker.
Welcome to The Thundertaker.
Is he going to do, like a babysitting WWE Studios movie? Called The Thundertaker?
Probably. Yeah, right.
This time he's protecting the baby from the New Day. It's a sequel.
Yikes.
Wow.
This time the New Day are evil.
Yeah. They're just big meaty men trying to slap some meat.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll put the fun in Thundertaker.
Exactly. So go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything, including weekly AEW recaps. All the pay-per-view recaps. Go check out our WrestleMania recap. It's an hour and 45 minutes. It's a big one.
It's a big one.
And actually, after we record this, we will be recording our latest bracket, the much-anticipated, longer than Veer.
I've got goosebumps.
The Worst Promo Bracket Part 2.
Jesus!
Yes. Can't wait. I have 32... 32 horrible promos for you guys to watch.
But yes!
A Jesus.
Yes!
So that's why you're going to want to join Patreon.
Yes.
And also later this month, we're going to finally be playing the new WWE 2K22 game.
Yeah.
With our created characters from Doomsday Wrestling.
Right.
Wow.
And then we'll have the WrestleMania Backlash recap, which will be more of a McBrock recap.
In all honesty. Recap the food.
Yeah. Sure. Right. That's the best part of the recap.
Any spoilers or some teasers for the Worst Promo Bracket Part 2? Like maybe give me a name. Throw me a name.
Hulk Hogan.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right.
The GOAT is on this bracket.
Sid is in it again.
Well, oh boy.
That seems about right.
That's about right. He had something worse than half the brain?
Yes.
Wow.
Roman Reigns.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Your tribal chief before he was the tribal chief.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sure. A lot of good names on there.
Yes.
And a bunch of these, too.
Who are you?
Those are really good, too. The ones you've never heard of.
Right. Check it out.
How did they ever let you wrestle?
Jesus!
Why did they ever give you a mic?
So, yeah. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Give it a try. Just like almost 800 people have.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, really, it's been over 1,000 people have tried it, at least.
But yes.
Right now, we've got over 700, so be like one of them. Be awesome.
Right.
Be awesome.
I guess it still stands. If we get you 1,000.
1,000 at once.
1,000 active
for
Patreons.
1 month, I will still shave my head. Yes. Yeah. That offer still stands.
Come on.
I will be as bald as Stone Cold.
Oh. I want to help.
You can help. Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's like, do your worst. I mean, it's not like you can mess it up.
Right. Maybe we'll like get someone to like give you like a wrestler, like, shaved in the back of your head? Like Goldberg?
God damn it. Fine.
Well, then we're just going to shave it off.
I'll just act like Vince McMahon. I'll be like, no, god damn it.
Yeah. So I just went to Apple Podcasts app, and I went to my library, and I just put in Worst Promo Bracket, and I just downloaded it. because I want to listen to it. I have not listened to it since like the week after we did
it. Oh, I listened to it like a week ago.
I watch it like maybe once a month. I love it that much.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's if you have Patreon, you can get it right on your podcast player.
Next time I'm on a little trip, I'll be listening to.
Exactly. And make sure you check out our other podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard. You could also watch us on YouTube, Hollywood Hogwash Pod. Go check it out. We did Sonic 2. That was a fun movie.
It was.
And Moon Knight's currently out. Better Call Saul just started up. So we're reviewing all those shows and movies. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. All right. SmackDown opens with RK-Bro.
Wild card!
Sure.
We're still doing wild cards.
Yeah.
And there's more to come. Riddle says some dumb shit, and Orton.
It's like, hey, Oosie.
Yeah.
Randy.
I don't even remember, but.
Yeah.
Orton calls out the Usos. Jimmy and Jay come out, and they brag about how they the ones.
Oh, they the ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Orton calls them assholes, and they fail to bleep it properly.
Cool.
He's like, you guys are a bunch of assholes. And yeah, I'm good. So.
Wow, they really need to rehire their bleeper.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, the whole, you know, Seth, I mean,
oh, yeah.
That wasn't bleeped at all.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
I think that was one of those moments where they were like, we're going to say it and we're not going to bleep it.
Right.
But then they tried to the other five times he said it. So, it was weird.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah, you get one. Orton cuts a fiery promo and he accepts the Usos' challenge to unify the tag belts. The Usos cheap shot Riddle and run away. And then backstage, Adam Pearce tells RK-Bro that the higher ups are still deciding if they want to unify the tag titles.
Mm.
However, for now, Pearce makes a singles match for later for Riddle versus Jimmy.
Yay.
And then 30 minutes later, Cole just announces that the tag team unification match for WrestleMania Backlash. Mm. He's like, the higher ups are still deciding 30 minutes later. Yeah, it's happening.
Okay, right. They decided.
And
so another unify.
And I think it's the main event for WrestleMania Backlash.
Well, because the title's not being defended, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns was not on the show, either show this week.
No.
And last SmackDown, Nakamura came out. He hugged him. The Usos double super kicked him. And people were like, well, I guess that's the next feud, right? And I'm like, I don't think so. I just think they wanted to fuck with Nakamura for no reason.
Right, yeah. Right.
And this week, no Nakamura, no Roman Reigns, nothing.
No nobody.
No one.
Right.
I think Roman Reigns is legit injured, and they're covering it up because they don't want to strip him of the titles.
Right.
It's just going to be like, I'm on vacation. Like last time, he's like, my dick was hanging out. My wife was sucking it all over the beach.
I showed my wife my titles, and we're going to smash.
I showed her
I'm going to smash my wife.
I'm going to smash my wife's face like I did to Brock's.
What? Right.
Figuratively and metaphorically.
I showed her my two belts and my two balls, and I was like, acknowledge them.
I hung both my belts off my dick.
So, yeah, tag team unification match. It's happening.
Great.
I showed her my tribal briefs.
Right. I guess they just won't be happy till there's like no titles on any show.
I guess. Yeah.
Like maybe they'll bring up the other Samoan guy from NXT.
Yeah. Right.
And he'll win like both the US and Intercontinental title.
You know what would be cool is, I mean, it sure seems like Ronda's going to win at Backlash. She's not going to say I quit.
Right.
So Ronda's going to win.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then you could maybe have Becky versus Ronda, the match everyone's always wanted to see. Unify the women belts, right?
Well, she's not champion.
But she will be. Like, Ronda's going to win the title at Backlash. She's not going to say, I quit.
Right.
She's but Becky's win the belt. Not champion.
When's Becky going to win?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Either way, you could still do it.
I think it just ends. I don't think she says, I quit.
Yeah.
It could.
But I don't think she...
Like, the show just goes off the air.
Yeah.
You know, where they do the thing where they're just passed out and the ref just rings the bell.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not an I quit match.
Well, she never quit.
Right.
Next up, we have Naomi versus Rhea Ripley with Liv Morgan and Sasha Banks ringside.
Wild card!
Okay, yeah.
And also Liv Morgan and Sasha Banks.
Bust a nut.
Both looking smoking.
Sasha Banks, when she's in the dark and the glow.
Yeah.
And you can see her hips moving.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, I know. It's like, yeah.
Bust a nut.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My God.
Her new gimmick is just like, I am a clubber. I club with Naomi.
That's hot.
With few clothes.
Yes. This was a good, fun match. Ripley clotheslined the hell out of Naomi outside the ring. You know, being a little more heelish.
Yeah.
Because obviously something's happening.
Obviously.
And Rhea hits the riptide for the win. After the match, Sasha looks worried as she holds her tag belt, but she doesn't need be.
No.
Get to that later.
Yeah.
Next up, Megan Morant interviews Happy Corbin. They showed a video package of last week, and they edited in crowd laughter.
Because of course they did.
For Madcap Moss's jokes.
Right. Like the whole, I thought the whole point of the joke was it's a terrible joke.
Yeah.
Like no one's actually laughing
at it. But now he's a face, so you have to laugh.
Oh, you have to laugh at the face joke.
That is correct.
Yeah. And, you know, Corbin turned on Moss, so naturally you would think they would have a match.
Right.
So we have Madcap Moss versus Umberto.
Huh?
How? Yeah.
Is he a happy guy now?
Why?
Maybe he's a happy folk.
Maybe.
One of the happy folks.
Woohoo!
So backstage before the match, Moss is interviewed by Drew Gulak?
Where the hell have you been?
Huh?
You think about all the people that have been released.
Yeah.
And they kept Gulak.
Yeah.
To give him a microphone.
Right.
And put him in a suit.
I think it's also because he trains like a lot of the, like he's also a trainer too.
He's also like, let me help you remove your ring rust.
Yeah.
For like people who are coming back.
I do love to see him because we miss him.
Right.
Right.
So like, I thought this was cool. Right. I'm like, sure. Let's see what this
Michael Cole says Gulak is auditioning to be part of the broadcast team.
Right. Mm. Okay.
But like, the thing is, he's just playing the straight man now. He's not using any of the personality that he had.
You know what I mean? Right. Maybe they're going to slow play it a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. If he's a backstage interviewer, like, none of them are allowed to have any personality.
That's true.
So I worry about that.
But I think it's still one of those, like, all right, start slow. Just act like you're just another person. Then he's going to start getting attacked. Then he's going to get pissed and blah, blah, blah.
Can he use the PowerPoint again as an interview?
He should be a Gabagulak on commentary.
That's true.
So Moss says Los Lotharios could put their kiss cam right here, and he turns around to show his ass.
Oh, okay.
He also says he's done with the corny jokes, but he's still wearing the stupid suspenders. He's still wearing the stupid outfit.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, you know, those jokes weren't good because they were... You know, because Corbin taught me how to tell those jokes. That's why they sucked. Then why did you crack up like a fucking Disney hyena every time you told the joke?
Right. Mm.
Anyways, for the match, Moss hits the punchline for the win, which is his neck breaker.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The punchline.
Who cares?
Next up. Be like a punch, but.
Right. That, yeah, exactly.
And just like that, Umberto, back to losing.
Well, when was he ever back to winning?
Los Lotharios won a few matches.
They won a couple matches when they debuted and then never again.
Right.
Yeah.
Next up, Drew Gulak. Every time they get repackaged, they win two matches.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then they lose again.
Right.
Next up, Drew Gulak interviews Charlotte Flair in the ring. He asks Flair, are you worried about Ronda Rousey's submission game? Charlotte says, I'm protecting Ronda because we all know how fragile her ego is, which is a little too real there, Charlotte.
Yeah.
And Gulak tells her, well, we did see you tap out at WrestleMania, but Flair yells, I was fixing my bra, which is a little nod to her nip slip, I guess, at Mania, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gulak says...
Nip slip on Charlotte?
Yeah.
Jesus!
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, when you've seen one pair of boobs, you want to see all of them.
Well, that's
sound logic.
Well, Charlotte, both. Well, that's true because Charlotte's they're still not boobies. The same.
Right. Yes, they're
neither,
two different ones.
Neither boob is the same.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard. So yeah, Gulak says if the ref wasn't knocked out, Ronda would be standing here as champion right now. Flair again says, I didn't tap out. And then she does the what chant to the fans because they're doing it to her.
Yeah.
And she's terrible. She's just like, what? What? And then Charlotte tells Gulak, you're a quitter just like these people. You quit your jobs. You quit the gym. You probably quit your relationships.
Huh?
And I'm like, how many times have you been married, Charlotte?
How many times have you and Andrade broke up?
Right. Yeah. And then she's been married twice, and then after Andrade, you'll be three times. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Cunt.
Wow.
Oh, my. Flair tells Gulak to leave her ring, but then she attacks him from behind, locks in the figure eight, and makes him scream, I quit.
Why didn't he just, you know, use his strength as a man?
Because he's no longer a wrestler anymore.
Oh, right.
As soon as you retire, you suck.
Yeah, nor a man.
That, yeah,
more a man.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. Even if he was Drew Gulak, the wrestler, she'd still be. This wouldn't change at all.
Well, no. Unless he like just punched her right in the face, but I think they frown upon that.
I mean, he's been a 24/7 jobber.
Yeah,
he's been a 24/7 guy for a while, and I don't think ever won it either. Even like that bad, like that low on the totem pole. Like I just chase after it. I'll never win.
He was a 24/7 runner up.
Runner up.
Like he just ran up to where they're pinning people.
Pin attempter.
Yeah.
Here's a pin attempter.
Yes.
Are you going to really try to go through the 24/7?
No, I just. Oh,
a 24/7 roller up.
He has won the 24/7 championship.
Oh.
Would you like to play a quick game of over under?
Yeah.
Andrew, start.
One.
Higher.
Two.
Higher.
Oh. Three.
Oh, higher. Mm.
Six.
Higher.
Ten.
Lower.
Eight.
That is correct. Eight times.
Suck it, Andrew.
Which just goes to show you how absolutely stupid this belt is.
Oh, absolutely.
I think he was one of the early pioneers and went back and forth with R-Truth a few times.
Oh, trust me. They legitimately show us how stupid this belt is.
You remember who the first one was?
Titus O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil.
That is
then,
correct.
Then, number two.
R-Truth?
Robert Roode.
Oh,
or Bobby Roode at the time.
Yeah.
How horrible is
and
that?
And then R-Truth, and then it was R-Truth for
how horrible forever. Is that? Like 80 other times after that.
How horrible is that?
Next up, we have a backstage video promo from Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser.
Mm. Yeah, I love a good Kaiser roll.
No more Imperium.
Fair enough.
Nope.
Imperium's dead.
Yeah.
It's just Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser. Like, why does Vince hate Stable so
much? Why do you bring... You know, Ludwig. What was he before?
Marcel Bartel.
And not bring...
Fabian Aichner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's
Fabian
the point?
Fabian Aichner's probably going to get released soon.
Yeah.
Since he's not with
well,
them.
Well, the 15th came and went, so...
And Ludwig is just a manager now.
But now they're doing the evil guys are from foreign places.
Yeah.
You've got Veer. You've got Gunther. I mean, where's Omos from?
Oh,
yeah.
It's really not American.
Right.
It's like, really? We're going back to the 80s of just, I'm evil because I'm not born
well,
here?
Especially Veer. He just mumbles,
Right.
He's like, as he kills the guy.
Sheamus, Butch, Ridge Holland.
Yeah. They're all just,
but like,
not
Imperium was such a great stable.
Oh, really?
Was. They still have all the guys of Imperium, and they're not going to do Imperium.
Like, just for shits and giggles, I like to go back and watch that NXT Worlds Collide where it was Undisputed Era versus Imperium.
Right.
That was such a fucking good match.
It was awesome.
So good.
Yeah. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn.
Rematch after rematch.
Drew goes for the claymore, but Sami escapes through the crowd for the countout.
So it was a legitimate rematch.
Yes. Backstage, Adam Pearce tells Sami he's facing Drew again next week. But you're not going to be able to run. And I would just set it with him. I was like, in a lumberjack match.
Because we're going to break your kneecaps. What?
Yeah.
No?
Unless he runs out the heel side, in which they'll help you run away.
Yeah.
Correct.
It should just be all jackass members.
Oh, for sure.
Bring all 20 jackass guys.
And they're just hitting him with, like, mousetraps and dildos. Whatever they do.
Yeah, mousetraps and dildos.
Yeah.
Same old jackass.
And welcome to Jackass.
Here's mousetraps and dildos.
This week, get hit with real penises.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Chris Pontius with the dick slap to Sami Zayn's face. Yeah. Next up, we have Jinder Mahal versus Ricochet for the Intercontinental Championship.
Time!
What?
Oh. I'm calling time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your one.
We got the WWE bylaws here. That's one. Jinder Mahal did what to earn? Because you have to earn, right? You have to win something, don't you?
Yeah.
Championship Mahal, contender match?
No, it was for the title.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, last week he went backstage and asked for a match.
Oh.
And then Pierce said no.
Oh.
And then like 30 minutes later, they said it's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way to there stick up for yourself, Pierce.
When you're Maybe Jinder was like, Shinky, what that mouth do?
Yeah, that's right. That's what we said last week. That's what Shanky made it happen with his mouth. But no, look, when you're a former worst ever WWE champion, right? You know, you get Intercontinental Championship title match whenever you want.
He is the worst ever.
Sure.
The worst ever.
Yep. Ricochet hit the recoil and got in the top rope, but Mahal got pulled out of the ring.
Mm.
By Shanky!
Oh, yeah.
Ricochet dove onto both of them, and then back in the ring, Ricochet hit a shooting star press off the top rope to retain.
Of course.
What was the point of even having this?
Correct, yeah.
Like, this wasn't even a feud.
Nope.
It's nothing. It's just, here's Ricochet. Remember him? He's the IC champ.
These days, if it's a contenders match, the champion loses, but if it's for the title, they win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all this is now.
It's the Wade Barrett formula.
Correct.
If you remember when he was the Intercontinental Champion, started this podcast in 2015.
He lost every week.
He would lose every Monday, 4 weeks in a row, and then retain at the pay-per-view.
Right.
Then lose for another 4 weeks, retain at the pay-per-view. That's what he was.
Yeah.
That's what he did. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Next up, Megan Moran interviews Sheamus backstage with Ridge Holland and Butch.
Butch.
They play the video of Butch throwing a fit last week, and Sheamus says, "We've had bigger fights over the TV remote." And then Butch yells, "New Day!" and walks away. And then 5 seconds later, Holland tells Sheamus, "We lost Butch!" After the commercial break, Butch attacks Kofi and Woods.
Joe! We lost Andrew.
Right.
Eric, I'm right here.
Eric is right there.
Found him.
Yeah.
So Butch attacks Kofi and Xavier Woods. Sheamus and Holland join in, but they are separated by referees and officials. Whatever. Butch is getting younger by the week. I think he's 5 now. Last week he was 6.
Yeah.
Next week he'll be 4.
Yeah.
And then eventually he'll just have a binky in his mouth.
Right. He'll be sperm. What?
Sheamus will just have
sperm.
Sheamus will just have a jar of jizz and be like, "We found Butch. He's right here."
Hold on, I gotta make a new Butch.
Me and Holland jerked off in the same mason jar.
Yeah.
And we've created a new Butch.
Wait, what? Two men? What?
A new way to Butch.
Next up, we have chapter 2 of the story of Lacey Evans.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
She talked about how her father abused her, and they even showed a shirtless photo of him. Okay. Like, this is my dad, and he abused me, and oh, my God, and the fake crying, and what the hell is this?
Right, what are you trying to, what kind of reaction do you want us to have for her?
Right, yeah. Huh? That's the right reaction.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is where I fell asleep watching.
Remember when Ric Flair busted a nut inside of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, "I'm pregnant with an 80-year-old man's child."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super evil.
Now she's like, I don't need no man.
Oh, that makes
sense. Like, "Joke's on you. I'm broke."
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
"Actually, with this, you owe me money, bitch."
"You're the one with the job." Yeah. "Woo! I'm rich." Oh, God, Rick.
I don't understand baby faces crying. Makes you seem like the biggest loser.
Right.
With Seth Rollins, why do you think everyone turned on him?
Yeah.
Because he cried when he saw The Fiend.
Yeah.
And you know who didn't cry when they saw The Fiend? My 7-year-old son. He did not cry when he saw The Fiend.
You know who also didn't cry? Josh. And
that's
he's
right.
terrified of he's, anything scary.
That's true.
He's petrified.
Petrified wood.
So, yeah, I guess we'll see more of these shitty Lacey Evans.
But she's
promos.
Acting, they're treating her like she left to join the troops.
Right.
That's how they're treating her.
Well, right. they're
she's
treating
like
her
mother,
as
mother, daughter, soldier,
wife,
WWE superstar.
Well, they're acting as if she's never been here before.
Right.
Like
exactly.
She's brand new. We've never seen her. And it's like, who's this new star?
Nope.
Yeah.
Just because she changed her wardrobe.
I fought overseas 6 months pregnant. No.
No, you didn't.
How many of their viewers like just started watching the show and never have heard of her before.
Right. Yeah.
Like none.
None.
Like how many new viewers? The viewers are going down. Yeah. Down.
Right. You can't have new viewers when your numbers are sinking.
Yeah.
Correct.
Unless we've all given up.
Backstage, Natalya welcomes Raquel Rodriguez to SmackDown. And then Shayna Baszler's like, here's your shirt. And then she just drops it in front of her. And then Raquel's like,
and then MJF was like,
yeah, exactly.
Dominic bullshit.
That was a segment.
Right.
You guys covered last week that about the name change.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
It's not even like they've changed her gimmick.
No.
They went from one Latino name to another Latino name.
In the same week.
Like, why? What is...
tell you why later in Rumors.
You have it?
Oh, I do.
Rumors. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of name changes.
Oh I have some of those, too.
Yeah. Next up, we have Riddle versus Jimmy Uso.
Uso.
Orton and Jay got into it outside the ring, and Orton dropped him on the announce table. Jimmy popped Riddle up in the air, but Riddle hit the RKO.
Nice little
and
move.
Orton was so excited that he got in the ring as right. Riddle made the pin.
Yep.
He was like, oh my God.
Perfectly legal.
Perfectly legal. The ref didn't care.
Of course.
But that's the end of SmackDown.
Yay.
No Roman Reigns.
Good.
Earlier in the show, the Usos walked into Roman Reigns' locker room, and they were like, what's up, Us? What's up, Tribal Chief? And it was like, yeah, no one's in there.
No.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even see Paul Heyman.
Who are you trying to fool?
Even Paul Heyman's like, I'm not showing up for this shit.
Right.
On to Raw. We open with Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah.
He's kind of dressed like Christopher in a jumpsuit from The Sopranos.
Christopher.
Yeah.
Christopher. This is a face-to-face business. Face-to-face.
Seth politely called out Cody Rhodes, and the American Nightmare made his grand entrance.
Right.
Buffalo was hot for Cody. And that pissed Rollins off. They mentioned history there. I'm assuming that's when, like, Cody and Goldust beat the Shield to save their jobs.
I guess so.
I'm assuming that's what they were referencing. But
yeah. Who knows?
Seth again bitches that Cody had an unfair advantage at WrestleMania. He cuts a great promo about how he talks better than Cody, walks better than Cody, and he's already been WWE champion.
Top of the mountain four
times. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are all true. He does talk better than Cody. I think so.
Yeah. He should have said, like, I don't have a lisp. Someone's got to. Some heel's got to.
Absolutely.
Probably in his contract.
For Cody's first couple of promos, I wasn't hearing it as pure, but now it's like it's back.
Yeah.
Like he did good for a couple weeks.
Maybe they'll let Roman.
Again, there's some words that he struggles with.
Yeah.
Cody panders to the Buffalo crowd the entire segment. I thought Seth was much better here. Seth tells Cody, how about you face a surprise opponent handpicked by me tonight? And Cody says, I didn't come back to WWE to run from challenges, so yes.
Okay.
That's the main event.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan versus Sasha Banks and Naomi for the women tag titles.
There it is.
They accidentally put up a graphic for the United States Championship.
Uh-oh.
For like a second, and then they fixed it. This match, though... was a mess.
Clusterfuck.
What a mess.
Liv and Rhea tried to do a tag team move with Liv jumping off the second rope, but they didn't time it right, and it looked terrible. Like, Rhea slammed her down, Liv jumped, and then Liv just landed on her ass, didn't do anything.
Right.
Then Rhea hit Naomi with the riptide and went for the pin. Sasha hit Liv with the backstabber, which Liv was supposed to fall into Rhea to break up the pin. But Liv just fell down, and then Sasha barely broke up the pin in time. And then Sasha and Naomi hit some tag team moves on Ripley for the win.
Yeah.
Like, that pinned Ripley.
Right.
It was just some, like, basic shit.
Yep. She's, like, a foot taller than both of them.
Yeah. After the match, Ripley yelled at Liv, and she did what everyone was waiting for and everyone knew was coming.
Correct.
She attacked Liv from behind and gave her the riptide.
Yeah.
And then backstage, Megan Moran asked Rhea for an explanation, but... Ripley was like, what entitles you or your penis for an explanation?
I was wondering if you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Because that was, like, really the last time she had mic.
Yeah.
Like, on-air mic time, she gave us, you know, your penis.
I'm not going to let your penis hurt Nikki's feelings.
Your veiny penis.
Your veiny penis. Carmella's veiny.
Pissed up penis.
Big veiny penis. Yeah, this is what Rhea Ripley does. She gets in a tag team and then they break up.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So there you go.
Correct.
Maybe she'll be like this monster heel now.
Well, I think she's joining Edge's stable.
She has to.
She has to.
Yeah.
Same with Ciampa.
It's like with all the rumors about Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Like, once the rumors, Sony was like, well, we have to do it now.
Right.
Like, they have to do it now. Yeah. Come on.
It was my idea.
No, Vince. Right. No, yeah. The fans mentioned it.
Right.
Sir.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Sony Deville.
A lot of promos.
She says, I've never stopped being an in-ring competitor.
You had.
Except you lost that match against Mandy, which forced you to not be an in-ring competitor anymore.
This is the truth.
That is correct.
Yeah.
This is true.
So Bianca Belair comes out ready to kick Sonya's ass, but Sonya threatens to suspend or fine her. Mm. Belair wants to have the title match tonight, but Sonya says it'll be next week in your hometown of Knoxville. Sonya tells Bianca, it'll be great because your family will be there to console you since they're used to seeing you lose the title quickly.
I don't think she said the.
Oh, that's right. She says, seeing you lose title quickly.
Seeing you lose title quickly.
Yeah.
You lose title. You lose title quickly.
So Belair picks up Sonya for the KOD, but Sonya yells, put me down or I'll strip the title off of you. And Belair puts Sonya down aggressively and leaves. And then backstage, Adam Pearce tells Sonya, the higher-ups are looking into your conduct.
Bottom right.
Who are you?
Yeah.
It's this guy.
I'm a genius.
We all know it. It's him.
That's tremendous.
Right, just say him.
Yeah. Okay, Vince.
I love you.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Oh, you're the higher power? Right.
We the higher power, yeah.
We knew all along, Vince.
Sonya bitches some more, but Pearce tells her that Bianca has been fined. And then Bianca walks up, hands Pierce a $1 bill, and Sonya flips out.
Like, and then Pierce is like, that's right, $1.
Wait, what are you, Pierce?
Yeah, right.
What are you?
I guess I had a dollar bet.
Whatever.
Yeah.
$1. Sorry, Bianca's hotter than you.
Transfacial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Veer Mahan versus Jeff Brooks.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Jeff Brooks.
Yeah.
That's probably a shot at CM Punk.
Takes
Phil Brooks.
Takes out Mysterios. And then demoted down to taking out jobbers?
Yeah.
Sure.
Pretty soon we'll just be back to video packages.
Right.
Correct.
Right. He's coming back. Why not just have him murder this guy? Like, for real.
Correct.
Like, kill him. We're never going to see this wrestler.
Snap his neck.
Yeah.
Like,
snap it.
Mortal Kombat fatality.
Do like a, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah. And you're like, oh. All right.
They put him in the ambulance. They can't resuscitate him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He's dead.
Well, we regret to inform you that he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JR, come. I have the unfortunate responsibility to tell you that Jeff Brooks has died. And the show.
Hold on.
Who the hell is Jeff Brooks?
Yeah.
Right.
And like Owen Hart, the show will go on, goddammit.
I still love.
You guys upset that we. Sorry we fucking kept the show going after Owen Hart. We killed Owen Hart. Sorry, you fucking freaks. Get over it, dicks.
I'll apologize on Twitter in 20 years.
Right. I love that.
I'll apologize later. Suck my dick. Sorry.
We have a show to do, all right? People got to get paid.
Lick my balls.
Lick my balls,
freaks. You guys tell me you don't want to see Stone Cold? You don't want to see Stone Cold after a fucking death has taken place in the middle of the ring? You don't want to see Stone Cold and the Undertaker?
Yeah, I get it. The whole front row puked the whole time.
Yeah.
Right.
From watching the man die.
We should be putting up police tape, but we're going to raise some hell.
Yeah. Sorry, Owen Hart died, but my God, a stunner. Stone Cold.
How is it not like a fucking, like, you're right. How is it not a crime scene?
Right.
It was.
Like the police come in and go, no, you can't have a show.
My God, Stone Cold.
We have to get out of here.
Stone Cold just stunned the Undertaker on Owen Hart's blood. Right on the blood. Oh, Owen Hart's blood is all over Undertaker's hair.
No, it's who did Stone Cold fight? The Undertaker?
Undertaker.
Yeah, he's like, Stone Cold whips Undertaker against the ropes. Clothesline. Looks like the police are writing some notes down. Putting out those little yellow things, you know, marking the territory. Oh, and a stunner from Stone Cold. Yeah. Undertaker kicks out. That's amazing. Now, I think the investigator is pointing to Vince McMahon. I'm not sure what that means, but we're going to get back to them.
The police are trying to stop the match. Stone Cold hits a stunner. A stunner on the police.
Don't let him stop the damn match.
Right.
Stunner to the Undertaker, and not the character of the Undertaker. The Undertaker that's here to collect the body.
Owen Hart would have wanted it this way, freaks.
Yeah. R.I.P. Owen Hart.
Oh, God.
Okay, so yeah. Anyways, Veer makes Jeff Brooks tap to the cervical clutch.
Yeah.
Cervical. Oof.
And then he locks it in after the match, and officials run out. They eventually pull him off.
Oh, they pull him off?
Yeah.
Wow.
They do. And then they put Jeff Brooks in the ambulance, where I'm sure he dies.
Yeah. From succumbs to his injuries.
Yeah.
Time of death.
Next up, we have the Kevin Owens show.
Yeah.
KO brings Chad Gable out with him because he wants the smartest man in WWE to give Ezekiel the lie detector test.
Right. Makes sense.
Ezekiel comes out, and he has a new catchphrase.
Listen, Kev, I really want to take this lie detector test, but before I do that, I have one question for everybody here tonight in Buffalo. Who wants to hear Zeke speak?
Oh, no. Yeah.
No.
Swinging
this
a miss.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
And then
history.
Later he says, who wants to speak with Zeke?
Yeah.
Wow.
We went from... Who wants to walk with Elias?
What does WWE stand for?
Yeah.
A stadium of 70,000 people in New York for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Everyone at once. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Walk with Elias.
Yeah.
So over. Now who wants to speak with Zeke?
Nobody.
No.
No one.
No one.
Zero interest, bud. Grow a beard.
The only way this could be good is if, like, because he was gone, this is just a funny way, like, he has, I don't know, amnesia, and he slowly remembers he's Elias, but then he still has to grow the beard, so there's no way.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
Wait, you also have a theory?
I also have a theory.
Because Vince McMahon has a theory.
That's right. He has a theory.
He has a theory.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
I have a crazy... So look, the heels are all saying, obviously, this is Elias.
Yeah.
The faces and the announcers are all saying, no. It's his brother.
Yeah. Right.
Why do I have this strange feeling that they've just been hiding his brother this whole time?
Oh, my God.
And they're both going to come out. Like, who the fuck knows if Elias had a brother, older or younger?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like him really at all.
Google?
He looks so different. No, Google doesn't know anything about a guy who wasn't famous 3 years ago.
So you're buying into that photo.
They did a Photoshop photo where they're
sitting
next to each other.
But when you cover when you just look at the eyes, they look so different. I don't know.
They would have to be twins, I think. I mean, he sounds exactly like him.
And they both happen to be wrestlers?
No, they probably trained this guy up and I don't know, his match was okay. I remember Elias being much better in the ring, although he's been gone forever.
He was never a great in-ring guy.
Yeah.
It was all about the character.
I know it's crazy, but I just have this weird feeling that they're going to somehow have both of these guys out there. The heels are going all in on, guys, you're idiots. This is obviously him.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know why they'd be pushing that so hard.
Well, he also passed the lie detector test, so there's proof right there.
Thank you.
You saw it on the Titantron.
They plugged in some shit to a laptop with the USB stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, lie detector. Here we go.
All right, and get it up on the Titantron.
Yeah.
Because we have that technology right here at this table right now. Yeah.
So Gable administers the test and
says... because he's also a lie detector specialist in his spare time.
Well, who else?
It's a hobby.
If a wrestler's going to do it, you might as well pick the smartest one.
Right.
One the guy with the 4.0, Kevin Owens said 2.0 GPA, and he's like 4.0 GPA.
And he had on glasses, so...
He did.
Yeah. Was Lanny Poffo not available?
No.
I guess not.
For I am the genius.
I'm sorry. I do like the shoosh. He was like, everyone in Buffalo, please, please. Shoosh. I think it's funny. Sorry.
Birthday gift idea. The shoosh shirt.
No, well, I don't like it that much. I don't want a shoosh shirt.
That way he always has one ready.
Two shooshes.
I have a t-shirt that says, warning, I'm not listening, that I like to wear. So yeah, I could, like, if anyone random walks up to me at the supermarket, I just point to my shoosh shirt and just walk away.
Shoosh.
Yeah.
Shoosh.
So Gable says, let's do some control questions first, which to me, it's like, oh, that's funny, because the control question would be, is your name Ezekiel?
Right.
Correct. Yeah.
That's the main control question.
That's exactly right.
He asks, is the sky blue? Is today Monday? Is Gable Stevenson a spoiled brat who messed with the wrong guy at WrestleMania?
Oh.
And everyone's like, hey.
He's like, this isn't about you. I'm paying you $150 Canadian. And Gable's like, that's right. Yeah, that is a lot of money.
I love that. Canadian dollar.
Gable asks, is Ezekiel your real name? He says yes, and the meter doesn't move. He asks, is Elias your older brother? He says yes again, and Gable's like, he's telling the truth. KO gets upset. He's like, are you Elias? Ezekiel says no, and again, the meter doesn't move. So Owens tells Ezekiel, you're going to admit you're Elias or else. Ezekiel says, or else what? KO leaves, and Gable attacks Ezekiel from behind. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Okay. So now what happens?
Well, we have Chad Gable versus Ezekiel.
Crazy, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Ezekiel hits a spine buster, and that's when he yells, who wants to speak with Zeke? And you could just, it was so silent that backstage you could hear this.
This is such good shit.
you heard it come through.
Yeah.
Right. 100%.
Yeah. And then Ezekiel locks in a single leg Boston crab, but then Otis attacks him for the DQ.
Did you hear
For the DQ.
Right.
So Ezekiel won, right?
Yeah. Yes. And then the announcer says.
And they hit Alpha Academy's music.
Yes. Right.
And then one of the announcers is like, well, he was about to win, but then Otis broke it up.
Yeah, what?
So he still wins.
Did you hear what Jerry Lawler said?
What?
He's like, how does Otis sneak up on anybody?
Yeah, that was funny.
Fat joke.
Get with the times, JR. You're going to get canceled. They'll get our JR, Jerry Lawler.
JL.
Next up, we have RK-Bro versus the Street Profits.
Rematch. All I heard was after.
Yeah.
After.
I just heard match.
I heard after.
Yeah.
After.
I mean, my God, have we seen this match?
Wow.
Riddle set up for the RKO, but the Usos music plays, and that distracted RK-Bro and only RK-Bro.
Mm.
And then Ford and Dawkins hit their neckbreaker finisher on Riddle for the win.
Mm.
I would say I'm new here.
Yeah.
But I did the math. I went back.
Yeah.
B-Team is still the champs.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
B-Team.
Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas?
They're still the champs.
Not even with the company.
They're still the champs.
Wow, they retired the champs.
They retired the titles.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So after the match, the Street Profits take credit for hitting the Usos music.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, who do you think did that?
Who?
Us.
Oh.
How? You were in the ring.
Yeah.
Right.
I paid a guy in the truck.
Like, they're heels now, right? They've been doing heel shit for like 2 months now.
WWE posted on Instagram, what do you think of their new attitude? That's heel.
Oh, yeah.
So they changed. They did that slight turn
right to
heel. So are they going to be in the Backlash match? They have to now, right?
No. It's a unification match. You have to have a title to unify. Champs.
They're going to go win the NXT tag titles.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Yikes.
No, that's what Roman Reigns is going to do.
No, RK-Bro will beat them the next 2 weeks, and then that'll be it.
Right.
Something like that.
Maybe.
Next up, we have a backstage promo from Edge and Damian Priest. Edge is sitting on his throne, and Priest says, you're probably asking what happened last week. And I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I think everyone is.
Did you see what happened?
Yep.
Where he's all fighting AJ Styles. The lights turn blue. They zoom in on Priest's face, and he's like, ugh. And then the match is over.
And then you hear, are you ready?
Dun. So Edge says, these seeds were planted when I was in the Brood Ministry of Darkness over 20 years ago.
Why not just bring back the Brood? Because the Brood's music is one of the best of all time.
Correct.
Well, I mean, he has. They have played it a few times since Edge has been back.
Well, yeah, they did it at, SummerSlam.
Yeah. They did it a couple other times, too. But Edge also says Priest had to play second fiddle to Bad Bunny at WrestleMania last year. And this year, he didn't even get a match.
That's facts.
Edge cut a really good promo here. Here's the rest.
I had to beg for someone to face me at WrestleMania. Me, a first ballot Hall of Famer.
With this balance?
And I like your Buffalo Bills and your Buffalo Sabres. I actually win championships. So I need to add to that. But despite all of those accolades, all I started to hear was complaints. After 9 years of being out daily, Edge, you can come back, can't you? I fought, I scratched, I clawed, I bit to get this back, finally. And all it took was 2 years for our WWE universe to become the jaded lemmings and malcontents with an attention span of a natter TikTok video to start complaining about the fact that I was back. I'm here too much. I'm here not enough. I'm a part-timer. I finally decided not to care what you think and take back what I never lost. which is the pinnacle of this industry that I call my mountain of omnipotence. We will pass judgment on anyone who stands in our way. And right now, the only person that has, the only person with the guts to stand in front of us is AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Wow.
I really like the TikTok line.
Right, yeah.
That was good.
Yep.
So he challenges AJ to a rematch at WrestleMania Backlash.
Sure.
Later, AJ accepts Edge's challenge, but the lights go off and Edge and Priest appear. And
was it just me, or did it look like thunder was rolling, or lightning was rolling in?
Oh,
in,
so you thought Undertaker.
Yeah, in the locker room.
You know, if Undertaker wants to hang around, he could just do the Ministry of Darkness again, but just not wrestle.
Correct.
Yeah, be the manager. Right. Manage this group.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck, that'd be cool as shit.
That'd be cool, yeah. But Edge has to win again, right? I mean,
yeah, maybe.
He can't lose.
You're building a stable.
If he loses, it's because of like
this time
DQ.
Maybe that's where Ripley debuts as right, like in his stable. Like,
and then they fight next month, and then Ciampa debuts.
and then Balor.
Right. Oh God. Can you imagine if like Balor just was the demon the whole time?
What, yeah, I said that. I said that a week or two ago.
I've never heard you say that.
Well, maybe it was the week you weren't here. But like Edge was like, you know, don't make me unleash the demon on you.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Oh God, please.
And Damian's like, me?
No, not you.
No,
you had demon. Balor and Ciampa to the stable. Yes,
Priest, Balor, Ciampa, Ripley, Edge.
Give them all the belts.
Why wouldn't you do this?
Give them all the belts. Yeah.
Give them all the fucking belts.
Sure. That would be amazing.
Right.
So how do they not have real stables when wrestling's always at its peak when you've got amazing stables?
Correct.
Yeah. Seriously.
Stable up.
What the fuck?
Stable up.
It's like zero. We haven't had a stable in a long time.
Why did WCW...
Hurt business.
Please.
Why did Nitro? Why did
When they were together, what was it? We were like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
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 Why did Nitro beat Raw 83 weeks in a row?
New world order.
Yeah.
And they just kept adding guys, and we were like, yes.
And then Goldberg dethroned Hogan, and then Raw won.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, really, it was because of me. I was way better, you son of a bitch. Oh, look, a bald guy with a goatee. Last try, dicks.
Remember when he was on the Broken Skull Ranch and Goldberg was like,
yeah, everyone was saying that I was just, you know, a copy of Stone Cold. And someone was like, well, yeah, how'd you feel about that? How'd you feel about that, man? Imagine how I felt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Finn Balor, we have Theory versus Finn Balor for the United States Championship.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
Right. How many times have they fought this year?
I know.
Oh, man.
Seven.
And Joe, you weren't here last week, but Austin Theory is now just Theory.
Yes. He lost the Austin.
Right.
Because you can't confuse him with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And so he even said on the show, Vince doesn't like Austin, so we're just going with Theory, which is the actual reason why his name was changed. Like you know, it's Vince McMahon that does these name changes.
Yeah.
And he just said it.
Right.
So finally, Theory gets his title shot after beating Balor for months. This was a good match, though. They've always had a good match. Theory went for his rolling drop kick, but Balor countered in midair with a powerbomb. Theory hit his cool springboard Spanish fly. In the end, Balor went for the coup de grace, but Theory moved out of the way and hit the ATL for the win.
Balor hurt his neck or something.
Yeah.
Did you see his neck?
No.
So, new champ.
And new!
Then,
USS.
After the match, Alpha Academy, the Hurt Business,
huh?
Apollo Crews,
what?
Commander Aziz,
oh,
and T-Bar Birds came out to celebrate with Theory, and they hold him up like Rudy.
Like, I thought this was kind of funny because usually it's like all the good guys that come out and hold up someone. Like, to have all the bad guys come out, I thought that was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah. T-Birds.
Third from the top all the way left.
This one?
Third from the top all the way left.
Here?
Monday Sorry. Night
Third?
Raw.
Oh, here.
That's some renegade shit.
All those bad guys coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Not. Then Vince McMahon comes out to the stage. Theory meets him there. They take a selfie, and Vince holds up Theory's arm.
Like he won the fucking WWE title or something.
Right.
So is this a stable? Wait. Is this a stable? Right. A McMahon Ministry of...
Nope.
No.
Ministry of...
Where the hell have you been?
Ministry of McMahon.
Yeah. Next up,
the Ministry of Jobbers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess Theory's the biggest champion on Raw now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
He holds the Raw championship.
Oh, my God. That's
basically,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one they have.
Correct.
Because Roman's not on the show.
Yeah. And then, so what if, what happens if the Usos beat RK-Bro? There's two titles on Raw?
Yeah.
Well, they could be on either show, but
right.
They're not.
Exactly. Roman could be on either show, but he's not.
They have to win him, too, because Roman said
Roman's not on either show.
But, oh, right.
That's next up, we have the 24/7 wedding bullshit.
Oh, God. Don't do it. Don't do it!
This was worse than I thought it would be.
You thought this was going to be better?
I mean, it's just...
No, I know. Yeah.
In attendance, we have Nikki A.S.H.,
uh-huh.
Angel and Umberto. And a bunch of
who are you?
Including some girl that looked like Sasha Banks, which yeah. is kind of weird.
Well,
you know, like why would
right
I Sasha mean, Banks?
Why would they dress
just
a girl up?
Like her?
Well, just like her.
And they had one that looked just like Naomi,
like bottom left. It looked so much like.
Oh
her.
Yeah, pretty hot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sasha maybe this Banks. Is Sasha's younger sister, yeah. Basha.
Basha.
Basha Banks.
Right.
Basha Sanks.
Basha Skanks.
Oh, God.
Why was she out there? This was a travesty.
Sasha and Naomi were the bridesmaids.
Oh, my God.
Who looked 10 times better than the brides.
Yes.
But why are they her bridesmaids?
You know.
Were they in a stable together back in the day?
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So Jerry Lawler said, weddings are like a three-ring circus. First comes the engagement ring, then the wedding ring, and then the suffer ring.
He would know.
Yeah, he would.
Come on, though. That's funny. That's a gold classic.
Yeah, I know, but it's too real when he says it.
He's stuck in the 90s.
He probably said it from the heart.
Right.
He's stuck in the 90s. Like when
in his case, though, it's like usually the women who are doing the suffer ring.
Oh.
Yeah. Like last week, and he was like, is Corey really getting married? Oh, God, God, God.
I want to fuck Carmella.
So R-Truth got really upset at the crowd sabotaging the segment. But really, them sabotaging it was the only good part.
Correct.
Them doing the what chant, just constantly doing chants over this bullshit.
Yeah.
Dana and Reggie read their vows, and then they're like, it's Tamina's turn. And Tamina's like, what she said. And then, oh, Tozawa. And Tozawa's like, same.
Yeah.
So then Truth asks if there are any objections, and Tamina objects, and she switches husbands. And they're like, okay. And everyone's just like, okay, I guess we're going with this.
Right.
Then Tamina objects again, and she puts Reggie and Tozawa together, and then her and Dana together.
HLA, here we go.
And Dana's like fine with this. She's like, okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
And then Truth says, y'all gonna get me fired. I don't even know if that's PG.
Well,
kind of funny.
To marry a woman or
right, yeah.
No, HLA, of course.
Yeah. Then Tamina goes back to Tozawa and Reggie goes back to Dana.
Yeah. Mm. Why?
What why? Tamina just can't Tamina just can't make up her mind on who she wants to fuck.
Yeah. I guess so.
Or what? So then Truth pronounces them committed. He's like, I now pronounce you committed.
Yeah, to what?
That's it.
Oh.
To running after the 24/7.
I mean, honestly, everyone in this segment needs to be fucking committed.
It's true.
Fair.
So Reggie kisses Dana to the mat and pins her to become the 24/7 champ. Then Tamina kicks Reggie and she wins the stupid belt. Then Tozawa rolls up Tamina to win the stupid belt. Then Dana cross potties on Tozawa to win the stupid belt. And then Dana gets on Truth's back and he runs to the to backstage.
Doesn't he want this title? Why didn't he pin her? He had her on his back.
No, that's it.
Also, when you do it's all over. Of this and the original person has the belt again, fuck off.
Forever.
What's the point of this?
Right.
Why?
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 Stupid, 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 stupid.
Yeah.
You could have made something funny as hell.
Could have.
And had Sasha kind of get knocked into someone that was passed out.
Yeah.
And the ref counts to three, and Sasha, they hand her the 24/7 title, and she just goes, ew, no.
No, she just looks, she grabs it, and she's like,
oh,
Yeah. She's like, ew, no. And she just lays down and she's like pointing to anybody. Come on.
Anyone, please.
Oh, God. That's like a risk waiting to happen with fans.
Right.
Instead, we have this.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Could be.
Yeah. Next up, Sarah Schreiber interviews Bobby Lashley backstage. Earlier in the day, Omos challenged Lashley to an arm wrestling match, and we only know that because MVP translated.
Yep. Yeah.
And Lashley says, Omos is big, strong, and scary, but so am I. Mm. And he accepts the arm wrestling challenge, so we have that to look forward to next week.
Yeah, look forward to.
I don't think it'll be as good as Scott Steiner versus Triple H with Ric Flair.
No. Probably not.
That was the greatest arm wrestling segment ever.
That's so good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And what's going to happen? Like, Omos is going to win. I guess he'll lose.
What's going to happen? Omos is about to win.
Yeah.
Lashley will then come all the way back and be about to win.
And then
MVP will hit him with his fucking cane.
He'll kick him in the balls.
Yeah. Oh, right. God. Of course.
Next up for the main event, we have Cody Rhodes versus the opponent of Seth Rollins' choosing.
Who are you?
Yeah.
And it was the most obvious answer.
Correct.
Because it's his best friend, Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
So there you go. Seth Rollins introduced him. They hugged. And then Seth left, but then came back out a few minutes later.
Yeah, sure.
He's like, I'm gone, I'm back, all right? And that was just like a way to transition to a commercial break.
I had a pee, all right?
Yeah, that's it. It takes 5 minutes to get out of this jumpsuit. It's a one piece.
It's a onesie.
This was a really good match, obviously, and they had a dark match a couple weeks ago, but Cody went for Goldust's move where he falls down on his back and does the chop.
Right.
But Owens blocked it and then did Goldust, you know, taunt like.
Right. I mean, great.
Which that was pretty, I mean, to be fair.
Bust a nut.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah. Right.
Owens also gave Cody some stiff sentons.
Yeah.
Like landed right on him.
Yeah.
Cody back body dropped Owens on the apron, and then Seth yelled at KO, get your fat ass in there.
All right.
And Owens took offense to that and bailed, so Cody won by countout.
Mm.
After the match, Cody posed on the turnbuckle, but Seth pushed him out of the ring to end the show. That's it.
That's it. That's how the show ends. Countout.
Countout, push That's you out show. Of the ring, and they're like, oh, Cody's hurt. And now it's Law and Order.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, what? The show's over? The fuck?
Later nits.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hated it.
All right, let's do awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I'm going to go with Tamina in a wedding dress.
Mm. Aw, that's really mean, but true.
Probably.
No one's meaner than Tamina.
Oh, Bazinga.
Wow. All right, slap Bazinga's. Myself for that one.
Oh,
all right. I'd say Veer.
I slap myself.
Okay. Veer and his cross eyes.
Okay. He is cross-eyed. I went with Jerry Lawler.
Okay. Oh.
He's just had a shirt with crowns on it.
Sure.
Like
That's
just
fantastic.
Right. He probably made it himself.
He probably did. Best dressed?
Sasha in her match gear.
I have Sasha glowing.
Sasha in her wedding? On SmackDown. Okay. I had Sasha on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like Club Sasha, Club Girl Sasha. Right,
they turn the lights out.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
You see her ass shaking. It's like...
She just is. Next week, we're going to be like, and who wins the Sasha Banks Award?
It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah. It is.
And we all had different variations of Sasha Banks.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Worst acting.
Lacey Evans.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lacey Evans as well.
There's a lot of people this week, but yeah, sweep it.
Sweep that.
Best acting.
I'm going with Owens. He was great in the lie detector segment.
I'm going to go Gaba Gulak. I just loved seeing him back. I like that he was a very good straight man.
Yeah.
Then he got his ass kicked like he was supposed to.
Yeah. I went with Edge. I liked Edge's promo.
Okay.
Worst comment. I wonder what it could be.
Speak with Zeke.
Who wants to hear Zeke speak?
Hear Zeke speak.
Yeah.
Right. Holy Sweep it. Shit. Best comment.
Kevin Owens saying I'm paying you $150 Canadian dollars.
That's really good.
It's good.
Lawler said about Ezekiel, he's so dishonest, they check his ID when he pays cash.
Right.
That's pretty good, Lawler.
I had Edge's TikTok line.
Okay.
Yeah. Worst match?
Veer versus bottom right.
Right.
I had the women's tag.
Too many botches.
Okay. Veer was my slow-mo.
All right.
Slow-mo.
Slow-mo was RK-Bro and Street Profits.
I had Tozawa versus Tamina.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's three seconds.
Took him forever to... Yeah, but he took from forever to roll her up.
Big girl.
Right.
Best match?
I had Riddle versus Uso.
I had that until I saw the KO Cody match. But at least Riddle-Uso had a great ending.
It did.
So
it
I can argue it's that.
Yeah.
I had Cody KO.
I mean, it was good. It's just I didn't like the ending. The whole, like, get your fat ass
but
in
still,
there,
still, we've
right?
never seen them fight.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Fight.
Worst move?
Whatever Liv and Rhea were trying to do.
That is correct.
Sweep it.
Yeah. Best move?
Riddle's RKO.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to change it.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not really a move.
It is a move.
I'm going to stick with Riddle's thing, but that was great.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Worst moment?
Seeing Sasha in a 24/7 segment.
Oh, that's not bad.
I mean, just the weddings.
Yeah. I had 24 weddings and a funeral.
Yeah.
As your, that segment
your funeral.
Died.
It was our funeral.
Yeah.
Best moment?
The whole lie detector KO show.
Best moment?
Oh, I'm going the Goldust taunt.
All right.
Again.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Cody, look, Cody's the only reason anybody's watching any of this. So when they say Raw's been good the last few weeks, they're just referring to Cody. But the fact is that there's another 2.5 hours of TV programming that's terrible.
Yeah.
But Cody's been great in WWE so
far. Yeah, I mean, the Ezekiel thing is terrible. The only reason why it wasn't a complete disaster is because Kevin Owens was funny. Chad
he has
Gable
a mic.
Chad Gable was a little funny.
Gable was
but
great.
Ezekiel right. is terrible.
Yeah.
El Terrible.
I can't wait till his brother gets back because this is stupid.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while, I think.
Right, sure. He's got to grow that beard.
If it even happens. But all right, breaking news. So, did you hear about this? In a dark segment before SmackDown, LA Knight made his managerial debut.
His what?
Managerial debut.
Oh, no.
He's a manager.
Oh, no.
He said he's launching the Knight Model Management Stable.
What?
And his first member.
Hold on, we have to guess.
You
want to
guess?
Do you know this, Eric?
Yes.
You heard this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is SmackDown? Not that matters.
Now, this was a dark segment, so technically it's not canon yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. T-Bar.
That's close.
So Mace?
Close. Mace?
Really?
Yes.
Although.
I was like, who's the worst person?
Although Mace has a new name.
That I can't guess.
Oh, it's so close to what he currently has. You literally change one letter.
It's
mate.
No.
Face.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because he's the face of the KMM stable. Yeah.
All right. Well,
we'll see you later.
Move to the middle of the table.
Yes. Yeah.
you put your mic. You take your microphone off, and then you put it in the.
That's not a problem on this mic.
Right. Exactly.
His face.
Oh, God.
Mace, face.
Mace is now face.
LA Knight is a manager.
Yeah.
Of
I'm a manager,
Of male models.
Yes. Right. Of male models.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Also, moving on, I can't wait to see that on TV.
Yeah, for
sure. Fightful first reported that Kushida is no longer with WWE. He has since been moved to the alumni section on the website.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So there you go.
Who cares?
Right.
The other name stuff is rumors, so we'll talk about that
okay. In
the next segment. But do you have any news?
Yeah. So former Diamonds champion of Reality of Wrestling, which is Booker T's promotion. In there she went as Roxy.
Wow. You found it on the web?
No, it was my watch talking to me.
Okay.
She went
2022.
She went by Roxy. So she made her NXT Level Up debut under the name Roxanne Perez. So we'll see if she drops one of those names, just goes by Roxanne, or Perez.
Yeah. Or just Perez.
Just Perez.
RP.
So, you know, NXT Level Up is like the new 205 Live.
The new Who Are You.
Yeah, it's the Who Are You show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, I have this. Liv Morgan tweeted this out.
Oh, right.
And it is the absolute...
I'm glad you have
this. I saw this.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it.
It is the most
so weird.
Bonkers fucking thing.
Yeah.
She tweeted, a man sold his home and lost everything thinking he was helping me, quote unquote. This has me so sick. Please know I would never reach out to ask any of you for a single penny. I'm so sad. Please stop.
I'm sad, too.
I am.
Good God, man.
I know.
There are marks, like Mark Hamilton and Mark Pisano.
Correct.
Then there are guys.
They're simps.
That'll sell their home and forward all that money to Liv Morgan, thinking it's her.
And I bet they did it, like, with Google gift cards.
And it's it's clearly not her. It's clearly not the checkmark account.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Like,
it's probably like, hey, this is my other account. My other account got hacked or something. And
yeah.
I mean, yeah, to fall for
I really need your help.
There's a sucker born every minute.
Like, there's people who send, like, I've seen screenshots. It's like, hey, this is Michael Jackson. I'm really not dead.
Oh, yeah.
But I need money to get off this island I've been hiding in.
And then,
yeah.
They even put in the text.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like,
come on, peeps.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like,
that's terrible.
At the same time, like, it, like, the guy who attacked Rollins.
Yeah.
He thought, like, he was scammed by Rollins.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know.
Well, there's people of low mental, there's people that fall for this shit.
I know.
You know.
So, FYI, always look for the blue check mark. They're verified.
And even if Liv Morgan asks you for $200,000, even if it is her, don't do it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
she doesn't need it.
No.
She has more money than you.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And if I'm asking for $200, you probably should send it. I probably need it.
Correct.
I mean, just send it.
Just send a check made out to Cash.
Cash.
Right.
My nickname, Cash.
Yes.
All right, on to rumors.
Rumors. Yeah.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
All right, so Fightful reported that Alexa Bliss made it known that she was willing and able to work WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
There were pitches to involve her in the Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair storyline.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
But it didn't happen, and she was vocal about her recent booking and voiced her frustrations directly to Vince McMahon.
Yeah. So apparently she's under contract to, like, 2023.
Okay.
I think once her contract's up, she's just fucking out.
Well, unless they figure out what to do with her, she's arguably one of their best champions they've ever had.
Correct.
Well, she just so got married. She just got married.
I don't know what her feelings on children are.
Yeah, you could. I think she's going to want kids. She might end up being someone that stays with WWE forever. And even though she has kids, she could be like Titus O'Neil is doing. Like, he's an ambassador.
Hold on a minute. How old is she?
Oh, I don't know.
25? 26?
No.
She's older than that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30?
Yeah, but for women, they're like, oh, my biological clock is ticking like
I
this.
No, but I'm just TikTok. Saying.
She's 30.
30.
Yeah. For women, a lot of times they're like, oh, I know you have kids now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
I think she'll be pregnant by next year. That's just my guess.
Yeah.
If not this year.
Like, her dude is...
It's Ryan Cabrera.
Her dude is 39.
Some singer.
Was he in a boy band or something?
No.
Yeah.
Well, he was like a boy pop star.
Oh, he was
dated Ashley Simpson. What is with that fucking hair?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's an old picture.
Well, I know that, but...
Did you play with the light socket, sweetheart?
But I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I guess she dated Ashley Simpson.
Yeah. Looks like he married her.
No, I know, right?
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
So,
they were engaged. Oh. Wow, 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 wow.
Well, he leveled up.
He leveled
he
up.
Did. He did. So he's 39. You know, I'm sure he doesn't want to be, you know, 70 going to a high school graduation.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll have kids, I'm sure. All right. So this is about the other names. Insider. Don't look.
Oh, yeah.
Insider.
I have some of them.
Reports that two NXT female superstars will soon have new ring names.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Kacy Catanzaro.
Okay.
Will now be Katana Chance.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katana Chance.
Katana Chance.
Okay.
Kaylee Ray's new name is...
She just got here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's cute. I like her name.
Alba Fire. Fire with a Y.
Yeah.
F-Y-R-E.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Raul Mendoza's name was already officially changed. This is already official.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz del Toro.
I mean, he's so racist. Why are they letting him do
this? Cruz the Bull?
Yeah.
Cruz del Toro. And apparently this is because Vince doesn't want any new talent to have any part of their real names.
Yeah, because he's a fucking greedy bitch.
Because Casey Catanzaro was her name. Austin Theory lost his first name because Austin is his real name. Sure. That's why he's just Theory. Uh-huh. Walter was changed to Gunther.
I want
to
own you!
Yeah, yeah.
Walter's name was Walter, so he changed it to Gunther. Wow. And Raquel Gonzalez was changed because Gonzalez was her actual last name.
Yeah, she's like Victoria Gonzalez or something.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, these are some of the worst names. Cruz del Toro? That's got to be the worst one.
I know.
Cruz.
I don't know. Alba Fire? With a Y.
Kaylee
Ray. But that's a name. That's a full name. Now you're Cruz del Toro, like El Torito or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's El Torito's father. Or son. I don't know.
The Cruz.
One of them.
It's terrible. Any other rumors?
No, that's all I have.
Well, then it's trivia time.
All right. Who's the only man in history to lose and win the WWE Tag Team titles in the same match?
Lose and win.
Cody Rhodes.
You got that very quickly, sir.
I know, because I remember how it happened.
How did it happen?
So, I was about to say it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
When he turned on Bob Holly.
Yeah, he was tag team champions with Bob Holly. Ted DiBiase Jr. is like, here's my mystery tag partner. And it was Cody.
Cody, yeah.
Yeah.
So he literally pinned Hardcore to take his own title.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Great job.
I know. I'm the
Good
best.
Job, guys.
I'm 2 for 2 on trivia here today.
Today?
Suck it, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. 8.
Where's my trivia title?
Oh, right. All right, then. That was fast. Fan questions.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Pull that up. Jason Dearham, out of all the wedding segments we've seen in WWE, this one definitely was the most recent. Also, if the 24/7 24/7 title is only on Raw, shouldn't it be called the 3-1 title?
Oh, correct, yeah.
3 hours a week.
3 hours a week, 1 day a week.
Yeah. Alex Mihailov, is the 24/7 title the most irrelevant title in WWE history? My wife had never seen the 24/7 title until this week because it never makes the Hulu cut.
Right.
I only know what happened with it because I listened to you guys.
Like, if you were a smart, like, social media person working with WWE, the 24/7 title would have its own page. And you'd constantly be posting videos every day or multiple times a day of, like, the title being quote-unquote defended.
Look, reporters have had it. Why not throw this out to the fans and just, like, pull a fan over and say, hey, you're just going to roll them up, and we're going to give you the title, then you're going to get rolled up. Any fan on Earth would be like, done.
Right.
Holy fuck, done.
Yeah.
Like, let anyone win this thing.
Sure.
Anyone.
Why not?
Gronkowski's had it. That reporter had it. Who else? Someone else had it. But yeah, like, everyone's had it. No one cares. Yeah. All the legends have had it. A ton of women have had it.
Yeah.
Just make it a joke, and then it'd be more funny.
But to answer your question, yes, it is the most irrelevant title in history.
Of course. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Alan Kimmett, should What's Wrong with Wrestling pay-per-view titles be rewarded and punished with promotion and demotion from the main show? Mm. Like Josh wins a pay-per-view title and makes it to the main show. Wow.
Wow. No.
Oh, okay, no.
No.
Boris Lombardi, why does WWE unify all the belts? Are they losing a show soon?
Maybe.
Pop Culture Junkie says they're punishing the fans who booed Roman by doubling down.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Maybe.
Again, I like unifying the belts.
I like the idea of getting rid of a show.
Yes.
Gut half the talent.
Or how about just an hour each show?
Yeah.
Go from 5 hours to 3?
Yeah.
Oh, God, an hour SmackDown. You know how good it would be if it was an hour?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but it would be shorter.
Right.
Yeah. Xavier's Wood.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Pushfireberry, it's true.
Sorry.
Pushfireberry, recent weddings, Lana marries Lashley, Miz and Maurice's vow renewals, and this one, the 24/7.
Fire the 24/7.
You have to push Lashley just because Who Are You was born
push
there.
Push Miz and Maurice because Maurice looked hot.
Yeah, but Who Are You?
Well,
our greatest button was born from that.
Okay, yeah, push that.
Live as a lesbian, there's a lot of good in that segment.
Yeah.
Not the good.
Paul, how lucky is Drew Gulak? Sure, there's plenty of WWE fans out there who would pay good money for them to be put in a figure eight by Charlotte Flair.
She wasn't naked.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it's painful.
Like, if we both had short shorts on. Sure, sure, sure.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
She was barefoot.
Right, if you had, like, 2 inches and a testicle hanging out.
Carlos Ramirez, would you guys fancy a hottest non-wrestler of all time bracket, male and female, managers, referees, and announcers?
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
I don't know. Kayla Braxton.
Make it, and I can't promise
Elizabeth
you,
would fall into that category.
She would.
True. Sunny would fall into that category.
True. Oh, she would. Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat that.
Yeah, I know.
Because then we'll have Sonny and Lana in the first round again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess Lana has wrestled. Kyle Fox, and with Cody getting multiple entrances per week, do you think they'll start making him stale to the crowd?
Similar
to what happened with Cena when people started getting tired of him. Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, I don't need to see his entrance like fucking twice, three times in episode. Yeah.
That's true.
Wes Albright, will the new tag belts be purple?
Oh, yeah, red and blue.
90%.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thundertaker, fuck, marry, kill. I think this is impossible.
Okay.
Liv Morgan in the Catwoman outfit.
Fuck.
Sasha Banks in the Sailor Moon outfit from the Royal Rumble.
Jesus.
Doing the splits. And then Alexa Bliss in the Harley Quinn outfit.
All right, I got
That's
this.
That's impossible.
Nah. I got this. I would fuck Liv, okay?
Yeah.
Then I would fuck Sasha in the Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
I'll fuck Bliss.
Right.
Yeah.
And then marry all of them.
I will also marry Liv in the Catwoman.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can.
Okay, so if we're really doing it, I'm gonna marry Sasha. I'm gonna fuck Liv, and I'll kill Bliss.
Wow, Bliss. That's probably right.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
All right, what's yours?
You're going to marry Bliss?
I'm going to marry Bliss. I'm going to fuck Sasha.
Kill Liv.
I'm going to kill Liv.
Yeah.
That's probably right.
All answers are correct.
Right. And Andrew would even give her like a, I'm sorry, I love you.
Yeah, of course.
Guys, I'm going to give you another one.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to give you another one. I'm going to marry Liv.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm going to fuck Alexa.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kill Sasha with my dick.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
Yeah, that's pressure guts.
Jesus.
Yes.
The unstoppable roll-up. Saw a wild rumor that has started making the rounds. It says that Sonya Deville is only feuding with black wrestlers because she's supposed to be a parody of Tony Khan. Do you think there's any truth to this, even maybe as an inside joke in WWE management? It wasn't that my joke that Sonya is racist, or like we've been saying that. Like
we have been saying that, yeah. Because there was no other reason. Mm-hmm. They never revealed a reason, and now that feud's over.
Right. Yeah. A lot of times we say things, and all of a sudden it becomes rumors, news, and
yeah. So, some of the rumor starters are listening to our
show. Ross Sapp, you know, like he listens to us and then just says shit.
Yeah.
Ian McAllister, not sure how much you guys think he's similar, but if Umaga at best was IC champ and had that match against Lashley at WrestleMania, how the hell does Veer make any upgrade?
He does not. Umaga was great.
Yeah. He had a good manager, too.
Yeah.
Veer doesn't have a manager.
No. Nathan Pratt, Impact is coming to town for two nights on Mother's Day weekend. Should I go? It's a small venue.
Fuck yeah.
No.
I had a lot of fun at the Impact show I went to.
Okay.
Sure, fucking go.
And I say no as well.
Don't listen to them.
SmackDown.
You do.
They
boo.
Said SmackDown, right?
No, he said Impact.
Oh, Impact.
Impact
oh.
Wrestling.
I don't know. Who's in that show? I don't care.
Matt Cardona, Jordynne Grace, Joanna Peraza,
Chelsea Green. Maybe.
Yeah.
Pop Culture Junkie, on Monday night, Raw, Edge challenged AJ Styles to a rematch at WrestleMania Backlash, claiming it will be Styles' Judgment Day, and that on this day, things will be unforgiven, bad blood will be fully loaded, and there will be no way out because they have great balls of fire.
Nice.
Wow. Those are pay-per-views.
Well done.
Yeah. Get it. Well done. You get it. AJ Flores, how much longer until we see Big Show come out to challenge Veer and say, pick on someone your own size?
Oh,
he died, right?
He's dead.
Yeah, Big Show is dead. Long live Paul White.
He lives in AEW now, yeah.
Who would come out and do that though? Who takes T-bar? Down Veer?
No, Shanky.
Shanky.
Rey Mysterio will probably win.
Rey Mysterio, yeah.
Shanky, you used to be with us. Now we just have Shanky.
Yeah.
Old Greg, do you feel the company is too heel heavy? Edge, Roman, Seth, KO.
I mean, if they're good heels, who cares?
It's always heel heavy.
There's no heels or faces. There's just good entertainers.
Right.
JT Pisani, first we unify the WWE and Universal belts. Mm-hmm. Now we are not only unifying the men's tag belts, but also have the women's tag champs fighting on both shows. Mm-hmm. Is the talent jumping ship, or have they just run out of storylines? Hashtag asking for injuries.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they have to wrestle both shows every week.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be nice because we like to see belts.
Plus, now that there's not idols. There's not as many house shows anymore, so they have a lighter work schedule than ever.
Correct.
Ian Regier, can you guys make a reverse stable that Becky is the leader of three girls, one guy?
Oh.
I got this. Stable.
Sounds hot.
You do?
Go. Becky.
Yep.
Io Shirai.
Okay.
And.
Interesting.
Raquel Rodriguez.
Yeah, sure. You can take Gonzalez.
Right.
And the man?
Alba Fire.
And Drew Gulak.
Kaylee Ray.
Drew Gulak. Maybe Theory?
No.
No. I like the girls, though.
Yeah.
Balor, because they'd be all the same size except for a kill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Mark, do Rhea and Liv give off HLA vibes? I mean, Liv always does.
She does.
She's always, like, jumping on
when
her.
Rhea was beating up Alexa... She started smacking her, and she did a really hard one right on her ass.
Yeah.
Like, I think Rhea's, she's either patented, bi or she's turning.
Rhea's patented dick down pin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chet Von Chetsky. You know, they say that all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Eric Slamilton, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I have a tiny baby dick, and I'm not normal. So this Sunday at Sacrifice, there's a 141.2% chance that I can't spell hashtag push Josh.
Oh, who is this?
Chet Von Chetsky.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a question?
No, that was just...
Okay.
He must be a Patreon, I guess, if he's...
Well, he is.
Yeah.
Thought that was interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a promo Josh could cut maybe one day.
Right.
But probably not. Well, that is all for fan questions.
Josh's name out of your fucking
mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's all for the show. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We're going to do the bracket right now.
And I got it. Last one. Fuck Liv and Sasha, marry Alexa, and I'll kill myself because my life will never be better than that moment.
Yeah,
that's right. That's the answer.
That's correct.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.